Ben Simen Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Ches Chayle Shein Bay Sakone Muta Bibishule Einem Yehudim. So let us see. The Mechaba is telling us that there's a heta for chayle shein by sakone to eat bishul akum. That it means even though normally a machol that is not edible when it's raw, it's ayla and shulchan malachim, that means it's a choshev machol. So if a guy cooks it, one is not permitted to eat it. But if it came out that a chayle shein by sakone needed in Shabbos, that a guy should cook such a machel for him, and he cooked it for him in Shabbos, so he's permitted to eat it. So let us see the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotn Samach Yimol. Muta bebishulei einam Yehudim. Va'av al gav de shar isurei darabonon also lechayle she'ein bay sakone lechel velishtois. A chayle she'ein bay sakone is not permitted to eat or drink macholim vada also midarabonon. For example, stam yenom, a chayla is not permitted to drink. So why is it that this he is permitted to eat? Shani bishul einam yehudi, she'ein isurei machmas atzmai. That means it's a iser kal. That means all other isurei derabonon stam yeinom. So stam yeinom yayin of a goy. So midarabonon that has a din of yayin netzach. Yayin netzach is also to drink. So midarabonon something that the goy touched also has a din of yayin netzach. So it's a it's also Mashenkin Bishul Akum means that the guy took kosher meat and he cooked it. So mitzad the food alone, there's nothing wrong with the food. Chazal asad Bishul Akum Mishum Chasnus. The reason it's also is for different reasons. The one shouldn't get, one shouldn't eat food that the guy cooks. There might, he might get close to the guy. This could Chas v'Sholem eventually bring about that he'll be mischatten with the guy. But the etzem machol, the etzem is a machol hamuteres. So memele, so since the machol is a machol hamutam, this, they did not ask for a chayle she'ein bay sakone. That's pshat in what the Mechaba says. Chayle she'ein bay sakone muta bibishulei einam yehudim. And it means if he cooked it on Shabbos and he needs to eat this food, so he's permitted to eat it. Period. That is what the Mechaba says. Now the Mishnah Brura starts speaking about other halachas. V'gam ha'choyle mevore cholov. The choyle who eats this makes a broche. The behetere ka'ochel. He is eating a machol hamuteres. For him, he's allowed to eat it. So he makes a broche on it. Now, that is all in Shabbos. He needed food to be cooked for him on Shabbos. A guy cooked it. He's allowed to eat it. He makes a broche in Sholem Yisrael. Uma shenisha lemaitzoi Shabbos. So now the guy cooked a steak for him. He ate half of the steak in Shabbos. Now he wants to eat the other half of the steak for Melabed Malkev. Also, so this is also afilu lachayla atzmai. This is also even for the chayle. That means not only another person is not permitted to eat this, but the chayle alone, who we said in Shabbos he's permitted to eat it, that was in Shabbos. In Shabbos he needed the food, and there was no other oifen he can get cooked food, so we were matter that a guy could cook for him. But Meitzoy Shabbos, Kivin She'evsha Levasheloi, Oz Al Yedei Yisrael, since Meitzoy Shabbos, a yid could cook for him, so Memele, so this heter falls off, and even the chayle is not permitted to eat this machel that was cooked for him in Shabbos. Yeah, Bishalakim was only Yosef Ba'achila, not Bano. It's only Yosef Ba'achila, it's not Yosef Bano. Vahagelem, now since we're speaking about Hilchis Bishulei Akum, so he'll tell us another halacha, which is the vial not negeya hilche Shabbos. Vakelim shall be shulei einam Yehudim. A goy cooked a machol in a keli, zrichen hechsher. So it's lemaise, it's also bachile. So the keli, you have to be marsha the keli, you have to kasha the keli. Fine. Now he says, so that's a humre. It has a din of macholis asuris. And if you cook something that's also eaten in a keli, you have to kasha the keli. Because the keli gets a bliya from the machol, so you're not allowed to use the keli. Vafilu kli cheres. Now he's going to tell us a kulev. That normally, an earthen keli, we cannot kasha, because an earthen, the characteristic of an earthen keli is that the bliya in the keli will not go out from the walls of the keli. We cannot make sure that the complete bliya should go out from the keli. But by Mishal Akum, Bafilu Kli Cheres, even the Iker Isurei Eini Ela Midarabonon, since the Iker Iser is only Midarabonon, Dayoi Im Magilo Isholish Pomem. So then it is sufficient if we kasher it three times. B'diyemid Im Bishol Boi B'li HaGole V'yesh Roi V'tav Shil Mutar.
We should really go out.
No, they were here. But let's b'diavad im bishul boy b'li ha'golev. B'diavad if they cooked in it without a golev, v'yesh roiv b'tavshil muta. The roiv b'tavshil's muta. V'yesh mekilim de'ein tzrichen hersher klal. Others are mekel that you don't have the kasha. The person relies on them, the kelim that were cooked for a chayle in Shabbos, so others hold that there's b'chlal no din of bishul akum. So there, lo hivsid.
That's good, I don't do it. No, no. We should go out. We're in the hall. No. Stay at the table. You should come in.
No, no, no. Go in.
No.
No, we moved it. No. We moved it. Let us go further. The pshat in this last halacha is there are, it's very interesting. There's a Ramah and a Ra'ah in Hilchus Bishul Akum that say that if a goy cooks for a chayla in Shabbos, so the law says there's no issa bishul akum whatsoever. It's mutza. There was a heter for it. There's no issa whatsoever. So therefore, anyone is permitted to eat from it. Not the way we said over here. That what we said over here, I feel that the chayla is not permitted to eat. This is Ashita's Hataz, but the Ramah, we paskin like the Taz, and Mishabur paskin like the Taz, and he said that even the Chayl is not permitted to eat. But Al Kotonim, we paskin la halacha like the Taz, that even the Chayl is not permitted to eat. But others are makel when it comes to the Kalim. Since Bechlaun is a shail if you need hersha on the kalim, and we're speaking about a keli that a goy cooked for a chaylem in Shabbos, so we could be makel al kaponim by the kalim. That's what the Mishabur says. Vaseimach aleim leinyan kalim shebishlabem lechayla b'Shabbos lehivsit. Someone who relies Al Kaponim, Lagabi the Kalim, one can Zicha be Makel. Chof. Ein Neusnin Yayin Lesoich Olayim. One is not permitted to insert wine into the eye. This was a refuah. So because it's nira that he's doing it l'refuah, and Chazal asad l'refuahs on Shabbos. We're speaking about that usually by the ayin there's a shail of sakonim, but it says by the end of the machle it's no more a sakonim. So we're speaking about this. It's the end of the machle. It's no more a sakonim. Rafal Pikain, since he is a din of a chayla shein by sakonim, so one he does not have a din of a chayla shein by sakonim anymore. It's less than that. He has a din of a mechish. So therefore, a neisen yayin l'soich ha'ayim, so one is not permitted to insert wine in the eye, because it's nire, he's doing it l'refuah. V'litnoi al gabo. What about if he doesn't put it in the eye? He puts it over the eye. He puts it on the eyelids. So then the loch is like this. Im poiseach v'soiger ha'ayim is. He goes and opens and shuts the eye. And this action is done to ensure that the wine that's on top of the eyelid should go into the eye. So then it's nikkur, this is being done l'refuah, so it's also. V'im einoi paiseach v'soiger muto. But what is if he just puts it on top of the eyelids? He doesn't open and shut the eyes, especially that the wine should go in. So it's not nikkur that he's doing it l'refuah. It looks like it's something he wants to wash his eyes with yayin, and that alone does not show that he's doing it l'shem refuah. So he may not pray seich v'soiger muto. Fine. Now let's go further. V'roik tofel. Now what is saliva? Now Chazal knew that the saliva in a person's mouth before he ate something in the morning, that saliva has koichos l'rapois. So if a person puts the roik tofel, the saliva, in his mouth, the first thing in the morning before he ate anything, afilu al gabov also, this is also to put on top of his eyelids, the mochecha milsa de l'refua ovid. Here one can see that it's being done l'refua, so this is also. So this is worse than yayin. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. What is no shaila? L'soicha ayin, the whole mili dohu l'refua, gozru rabbonon mishum shrikes amamonim. Anything that the purpose is, he wants to heal, so it's Chazal asked, if he's not a chayla, she'ein b'yisakon, he's after meichesh balme, this is awesome. So, to put in the eye is also. To put on top of the eye is muto. But im poiseach v'soiga, but if he's opening and shutting the eye, kidei sheyikones l'soichai, and the purpose of this is that the wine should enter his eye, da'os muchecha milsa b'l'refua oisev, then everyone can see that he's doing it l'refuah, so then it's also. Samach vov. V'meinei peisech v'soiger muto. But if he does not open and shut his eyes, so then it's muto. So why did he put wine on his eyes? Stamazay wants to wash his eyes with wine, but it is not nikkur, he's doing it l'refuah. So the Mishabur brings down Veho Idno, but Bizmanenu Shein Berer Lirchoitz B'yayin. By us, a normal person does not wash his eyes with wine. Also, so then it's also a fellow if he's not paiseach v'soiger, even though he's not opening and shutting the eyes, it is also awesome. V'roik tofel, saliva in the mouth. That's saliva, that's tofel. What does tofel mean? Kail shaloi to'am klum mishanir. That means a person who did not eat anything since when he woke up. So shuhu chozok, this roik, this saliva, is strong. Strong means it has a strength to be merape. So umuchecha milsa de l'refuah mechaven. So putting this on the eye, so that shows that he's doing it l'shem refuah. The ila l'chitze, if he's doing it stamazayim for washing the eye, mosu, that's another mos to take the saliva and wash your eyes with that. So we see that he's doing it l'refuah. And if he's doing it l'refuah,
So this is also. But he says a interesting kulet. What is if he washed his mouth with water? And now he spit out the water into a receptacle, and now he wants to use this water to wash his eyes. So between you and me, this water has mixed into it the reich tuffle. There's some of this saliva which is marapes in the water, but Lemaise, he's not washing his eyes with reich tuffle, he's washing his eyes with water. So vim reichets piv b'mayim. V'achakach maviroi aleino. And then he takes this water and he puts this over his eyes, shori. Av shema'irev b'oiroik. Even though in this water there's some saliva. But since most of it is water, namrina lechitza of it. So we say he's doing it lechitza, and therefore, if not nikkei, he's doing it lerefua. Vim lo yochel liftoyach einov, but if he can't open up his eyes, let's say there was some mucus that came out of his eyes and they're stuck together. So this, it's stuck together. So any liquid can accomplish that he'll be able to open up his eyes. This is not considered a refuah, and this is mutar.
Question, how is he
going to
do this in the science? She washed
her hands
before he touches himself.
I'm not talking about his. So what's your problem? I see he washed his hands.
Well, being on his eyes, taking his hand, which then slides, putting it on.
No.
Still taking it on the side.
He washed his hands first.
But then. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. No, he's not a chayla. No, he's not a chayla. But he says, hey, but in chayla. So yachal if toy chayla, perhaps he can look a link and open up a little bit, but this is not a chayla whatsoever. This is not a chayla, this is not a refuah, this is, sometimes his eyes are stuck together, so there's no problem whatsoever. Now, we're going to learn the next halacha. We will see, according to many poskim, is very much negeya to us. So let's first see the halacha. Shaira Adam Kiloiren Me'erev Shabbos. Now, this Kiloiren perhaps was a type of a powder, and they used to mix it with water. There were different consistencies. There was sometimes it was mixed in the water, and it was like a paste. And this was l'refua. This was mamish l'refua. He mixed this powder, this kiloyrim, in water. They made it like a paste. They put it on the eye, and it was a l'refua for the eye. But here we're not talking about that case. Shoyre Odom Kiloyren Me'erev Shabbos. Here we're talking about, he makes a very thin consistency. So this is a watery substance. This is not a thick consistency. This is a watery substance. Me'erev Shabbos. But we're saying a whole bunch of conditions. So he mixed together this Kiloyren in water, Erev Shabbos. Now he has a liquidy substance, which will be merape. V'noichen al gavei ha'ayin b'Shabbos, and he puts this on his eye in Shabbos. Now, since it's a very liquidy substance, she'einoi nire elo kiroichets, so it looks like he's doing something very innocent. It looks like he's washing his eyes. So he has something which is merape, but to the outer world, It looks like he just took some liquid and he's washing his eyes, and to the world it looks he's doing a very innocent pool. He's washing his eyes. So this is Mutra. But again, he can't open and shut his eyes to show he wants it to get this illusion to get into his eyes. That he's not allowed to do. Then we'll see. He's doing it for it. But as long as he doesn't outwardly, he doesn't show that he's doing it to the world, it looks like he's washing his eyes, no problem. Now, that is, the world was taken care of because it looks like he's washing his eyes. But there's one person who knows the truth, and that's he himself. He knows what he's doing. He's doing it like a fool. He knows he is. His problems with his eyes, and by washing it, he will get healed. So he knows he's taking a refuah. So how can we permit this, even though the world does not realize this? But I'll call upon him. He knows he's doing a refuah. The loy chayshinan mishum shrikis amamonim. So if we will permit him to take this refuah, so he might make other refuahs. He knows he's taking the refuah. The kivin shaloi hi tiru loy loison ela me'erev Shabbos. Since we told him this is only permissible if you make this concoction of kiloyren with water erev Shabbos, if you do it in Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash eyes with it. So he has a heker for himself that the fool is also in Shabbos. And they were only makel that I'm permitted to do this because I made this Erev Shabbos. So he also has a heker that refuah is also, and this was only mutter because he did it Erev Shabbos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll elaborate on this halachim. Kiloyren, v'davke v'kiloy solo. This is speaking about a kiler that is it's not a thick mixture, it is a lucid mixture, a thin mixture. So then when he puts this on his eyes, so it looks innocently as if he's washing his eyes. So it doesn't look to the world ki'ilo he is doing anything, he's doing a refuah. I will bother also, but if it's a thick consistency, so then you see clearly this is being done refuah. To my shikosim simen reishon beis sifei. Okay. The loy haishinon reishaloymal duhu hayedei, but he does know the refuah ka'ovit. He knows he's doing it l'refuah. So what did you accomplish? Everyone is ignorant. Everyone is under the impression he's just washing his eyes, but he knows he's doing it l'refuah. And he's taking a refuah in Shabbos, and Chazal asked a person who has a meches to take a refuah in Shabbos, Zeri might come to grind herbs. So what is the heter? Afal pikein l'didei ike hekeret. V'demasrech l'shroisoi me'erev Shabbos. They told him this is only permissible if you make this concoction Erev Shabbos. You soak the kiloyren and the water Erev Shabbos. So we'll elaborate on this. But the Tzorich Loima, the Hodle Choshishu B'Simchof Mishumhu Atzmai. Now, Simchof, we said that one is permitted to wash his eyes with wine. As long as so it looks like he's righteous, but he knows he's doing it a little for it. So why over here, why over there, we're not chayish for the Reichens themselves? Shani also, the Kimen Shadach Lilchens Biyayim, Litainig Balmut, people wash their eyes with wine. That's not considered, he's taking those for him. This is like a machol brian, just like a person will take a tea, and he has a sore throat. But that's not, he's doing it for it, but that's irrelevant. He's doing something which a body does. So there's no shash whatsoever. So if a person washes his eyes with wine, which was a normal procedure, so there's no problem. He's doing it for it, no problem. But over here, he's talking taking a medication. This Gilayan is a medication, and he knows it's a medication, and he's doing it for it. So here we need the Avaloche, Shay Loisen, Kane, Alarafu'e, Sorech Hekeya. Here we need a heker. Now, there's a Murdika Machlokes between Rav Moshe and the other Gedolei HaPoskim. Let us first say the Kula of the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Ksaisa Shulchan, Rav Nissen Kereletz, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman, they all say a Murdika Kula. We just were matter. Well, let's see what we just accomplished in this seat. This person is not a chayle she'ein bo sakana. Theoretically, he's not allowed to take refuas. He's not allowed to take refuas. But if he'll take a refuah in such a way that no one realizes he's taking it before, that means to the world it looks he's just like washing his eyes. So to the world it doesn't seem he's taking it before. And to him we told them, this is only mutter for you if you do this Erev Shabbos. If you mix this Erev Shabbos, then it's mutter like this, it's also. So him we also gave a heker, so then it is permissible. So Mamela,
why don't you know who it's more assigned? You don't want to get the some more assigned. You have done this on Shabbos itself.
If he would do it on Shabbos himself, so then he sees you're allowed to make refuas on Shabbos. So then we Chazal asked to make refuas on Shabbos. So that's what we told him, this is only permissible if you do this out of Shabbos. So we took care of the Chayil himself that from this action he won't take any other refuas. This is only permissible if it was mixed out of Shabbos. This is enough of a hacker for him.
Well, One second.
Made his garnish. Okay, so now let's talk about a case. Let's talk about that there are pills that are readily dissolved. A person has heartburn, he has mechushim. After the cholent, he gets a headache. And there are different mechushim that he has on Shabbos, which halachically he's not allowed to take it for. He's not a chayla shein by sakona. It's a mechush. He's not allowed to take it for. But I have an etzer. He's going to go and take this pill. That's very good for him. It's good for heartburn, good for headaches. He's going to put it in the liquid out of Shabbos. He can put it in the soda. He's going to put it in other things. It's not legal. He's doing this Erev Shabbos. We're telling him, you know, you can take this. The aspirin was dissolved Erev Shabbos. The aspirin was dissolved Erev Shabbos in the liquid. And you take the liquid on Shabbos. So we accomplished two things. Number one, we accomplished that when you take you're drinking your soda on Shabbos, Elokovit Shabbos Kodesh, no one realizes what's happening, that in this soda there's dissolved up too. No one knows this. You're drinking soda. So for the world there's no shailah. And for you yourself, he told, listen, this is only mutter if you're gonna do this Erev Shabbos. If you can do this Erev Shabbos, you're going to prepare this concoction Erev Shabbos. Then you're allowed to take your aspirin, your heartburn pill, whatever you want to do, you're allowed to take it. So these Moiskim, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, the Tzais HaShulchan, Rabbi Nissen Karel, so this is Mutter. Amor Dikikula. So we have an oven how to take medications in Shabbos. For someone who is a mechush ba'almen, which halachically is not allowed to take medications on Shabbos, but if the oifen is taking it, it is not nikkun. Whoever sees him drinking this liquid, no one has the faintest idea that in this liquid there's dissolved some pills, and he himself realizes that they can't, you'll have to take heartburn pills on Shabbos, I'll take other things on Shabbos for headaches, because we told them this is only permissible if you do this Erev Shabbos. So we made a hecker for him. So the Gdoile Apoiskin found a Moirnik Kula. This is Shlomo Zalman, Tzais HaShulchan, Rav Nissen Karel. No problem. Well, the matter was that what? The
only thing is the country for Shabbos. It shouldn't be fake Shabbos.
Yeah.
You don't have a hard work. I think it would
be mutter, because the Shimon who was having it also, we tell them, I have something that was made out of Shabbos, and that's why it's mutter. We show him the whole, I think it's mutter. It would be mutter for Shimon also.
Well, why don't they go out and say Shabbos?
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Somebody like his eye. But Rab Moshe asks, Rab Moshe says, Shad, the Nigris Moshe, he says, this Allah is something else. He says, these kiloyren is something like this. Normally, how was this normally done? When the person during the week, he wanted to put kiloyren on his eyes, so you know what he did? He wants to put on kiloyren on his eyes 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So 5 to 2, you put in the kiloyren. And then that was the normal procedure. These kiloyrim were dissolved in the liquid. You had to dissolve it in the liquid. And normally you dissolved it right before you wanted to use it. So we told him, no, you have to dissolve it before Shabbos. So this chelik of the refuah, we consider kiilu the refuah was started already before Shabbos. That means the dissolving of the kiloyrim in the liquid is an essential part of making the kiloyrim. And we're telling him, don't make it the way you make it normally. Normally you make it 5 minutes before you use it. No, you have to make it Erev Shabbos. So we're telling him, this chelik of the refuah has to be done Erev Shabbos. So then we consider ke'ilo the refuah started before Shabbos. Zot Rav Moshe. So if you have a medication, that the medication is only taken through dissolving a powder in the liquid, then you're 100% right. So then we could compare this to kiloyrim. But if normally I don't dissolve an aspirin in soda, I don't dissolve a heartburn pill in soda. So this is not the chelik of the refuah. I started the refuah of Shabbos. You just went in there and dissolved it in the soda. So Rav Moshe holds this is also. He only knows it is only permissible with a refuah that the oifen of the lekichas refuah is you dissolve something
before you use it. And normally you dissolve it right away, then it's a heck of you dissolve it before Shabbos. So Ramesh is machma, but we have many achreinim, which are mekel, which is amoyenike kule. Steve Chavveis, Mavirin Gildei Hamaket. Now, let us just say what we just said here. One is permitted to take off a scam from a market. Now, that's mutter. What? Chenish. Why are you allowed to? Okay, so now, so let me say. So, good chance that'll be. So, let me tell you. So, then. The Ravid HaShulchan brings down from the Ksais HaShulchan. The Ksais HaShulchan says, why is this permissible? We find this besides the chash of bleeding. He says, since it's going to fall off side by side, some of my will is no shayla. So the Ravid HaShulchan says, so he's speaking about that the scab is dried out already. It's going to fall off today, tomorrow. That means it's aimed to fall off.
So walking around will be carrying.
No. It's not called carrying, but al kaponim, it's not called. He has a problem of toilet. That means it's attached to the skin.
What is he supposed to say?
Okay, so let me tell you, Kolzman, it's attached to his goof, it's not mukse. So then you're allowed to do that. If it doesn't have a shame mukse while it was on, you're allowed to take it off. Well, maybe you shouldn't keep on carrying it around for 20 minutes, let him get rid of it, but that's him taking off his other shayla of mukse. But he says that is the case, it's dried up already. I saw on Sefer Refuah Yisrael, he said, this is a very scary thing because it's hard to figure out. Maybe it might bleed also. This is, I mean, we're talking about a scab. If it might bleed, then the shayla is not, so the shayla's are making blood come out on Shabbos. Or it could be it's attached to some skin also, and I might be toilish the skin. So therefore, he doesn't bring down this Allah Hilamaisen. Yeah? Good. Okay, so now, but I'll compone him, Mavirin Gildi Amaker, I'm saying over the Ravid HaShulchan, that says when it's speaking about it's going to fall off pretty soon, so Mameo is no Shaila of Toilish, of noises, and it's Mutter. Fine. Now, I took it off. That's one thing. Vesochen Oiso Bishemen, you're allowed to put oil on top of it. Now, so this, let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Vesochen oiso, the bizmanom hoya derech abriyim besicha b'shemen. Then there was a normal procedure. Everyone used to smear themselves with oil. Leimuchach milsa de refuah of it. Even he's putting it on now, it shouldn't remain sore, but it's not nicker because what? No, so since every avori does this, so then it doesn't go into the Issa of Refuah, just like you mentioned, you'll have to drink tea, since it's a machol b'riyim, even though he's drinking it with Refuah. That's no shayla. So since bizmanayim, there was a normal procedure to smear yourself with oil, the Ramah says, our Medina Seminig is we don't smear oil on ourselves normally, so then it'll be also. So this, Besochen Oisa Beshemen, we have to underline, that was Bisman Chazal. Because the meaning was the Briyim also used to smear oil on themselves. Fine. Bismaneinu, this is not negate. We'll go further in the Machabad, we'll come back to the Mishnah Berurah. Avoloi bechelev, but to take fast and do the same thing, is also mibnei shehu nimuach, because it melts, it becomes liquefied, and that's a shayla of noilad. I'm being moilad amashkin. Now, vafilu bigmar makin, the lack of saira ella tainik shori. That's the gilse. Let's jump down to the to sifkot naim base, and then we'll come back to the previous Mishnah Berurah. So he makes the gilse over here. The lack of saira ella tainik baum kein sorich leim. That means at the end, chotzoloima after the behema also mishum tainik baum. By a gemar makeh, there's no tzar whatsoever. Then all you're accomplishing is feels good. And for a behemoth, you're not allowed to smear a behemoth with shemen that the behemoth should feel good. So now the Mechaber is telling us that afilu bigmar makin, that the sole accomplishment is tainig, and for behemoth you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, but for a person you're allowed to do it. Now let us go back to the Mishnah Berurah that we skipped. We were in the middle of Sifkot Nayim. Umistavre, so he said, Bismaneinu, you're not allowed to be soch b'shemen. Umistavre, the bigmar maki, gam b'mdina yisseinu shori b'shemen. Then there'll be muta even b'mdina yisseinu. Because there's no tzar, there's only tainik. So may will be muta. So now, l'chayre, so it would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that we are speaking about nothing ma'amake. Nothing ma'amake. So, mavirim gilde make, nothing ma'amake. V'sochana yisim b'shem, nothing ma'amake. And therefore, b'mdina saying we're not allowed to. So it would seem a little, not like the Rabbi Nashulchan. The Rabbi Nashulchan is speaking about it's dried up already, it's going to fall down. That already is ma'amake ready. So, I have a sickle kasha. Avaloi b'chaylevu, adinim ha'shem en ha'yakorush, if the shemen was hard, the domi l'chaylev, so then there's a shayla of an oilad. Now, let's go further. Yeah. Avaloi noisna l'shemon v'shemen, even though we said, al gildei ha'make, one is permitted to put shemen because it's not nikadet surafue, but shemen v'chamen morovim yachad, but if you mix up hot water with oil, this spells out refuim. That you're not allowed to. V'loy agabi moich litni aleh, or the same thing, shemen v'chamen to put on a shmate. And then in the shmata you're going to put on the makeh, you're also not allowed to. Abonoisinu chutz lemakeh fishoisis v'yoyred l'seichem. So shemen in kamim means refuah. This was not normal. This was a refuah. So you're not allowed to put this on the makeh. You're not allowed to put this on the shmata that's on the makeh. You want to put on the makeh because this is nearer that it's nikas refuah. But the shemen in kamim you're allowed to put shaloi v'moke. And it's going to drip down into the makeh. So this is a moiridike kule. Let us just see the last Mishnah Berurah of Kodnayin Zayin. Avu noisen de loy mukhacha milse de refue. Olof vize adem di neisenish in der glossig glossig beshemen gamkin shori bazem. So here it says Allah is something very interesting. It says that shemen echamen is nikadas refue. They have a mak over here and I'm going to put it over here. I'm not allowed to. But if I'm going to take, I have a mak over here and I'm going to put over here shemen and chamen. Now this shemen v'chamen
that I'm putting over here is not Meraka anything. See, you can't say it's Nilapur because there's nothing here. It's going to drip down from here to here. So that is permissible. So we hear from over here a limud. Now let's say there's a certain type of a liquid antiseptic that is merape, which he's not allowed to put on the market, but if he'll put it over the market, on a place where there's no marker whatsoever, and because of, and it's going to drip down, that is permissible, so that's cooler one is permitted to do.
But, yes.
Yeah.